بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had spoken about the inception and origination of the skies and the earth, which has all been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is being run and taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Allah says, listen carefully, creating and issuing commands is His prerogative alone. Allah is the one who creates, and Allah is the one who thereafter takes care of, nourishes, sustains, and issues commands regarding His creation. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another creation of His, and that is the winds and the rain, and how this entire system has been designed for the benefit of man. So Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. That He is the one who sends the winds, which give glad tidings before His mercy. And what is meant by this, that the winds give glad tidings before His mercy? Here Mufassirin explained that the word رَحْمَتِهِ, Allah's mercy in this particular verse, refers specifically to the rainfall. So the winds give glad tidings ahead of His rainfall, is that when a person now can sense the wind picking up and he can feel the wind starting to blow, then this gives him some indication that the rain is about to follow. And in Madinah Munawwara, we know especially the profession of choice was primarily farming. Sahaba radiallahu anhum would farm, be it crops, livestock, etc. So they were acquainted with the weather and with the winds and what would signal the coming of rainfall. So when the winds would blow, this would now be a glad tiding for them, an indication that the winds are now going to come and our crops will now get watered and will get irrigated. حَتَّى إِذَا أَقَلَّتْ سَحَابًا ثِقَالًا. When the wind now carries and moves along those clouds which are heavy, سُقْنَاهُ لِبَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ. Allah says, we now drive those clouds to a land that was previously dead. In other words, the land, perhaps there was some drought, crops were not growing. فَأَنزَلْنَا بِهِ الْمَاءِ. And then we send down water upon this land. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And by means of this water, this rainfall, we bring forth every different type of fruit or different types of vegetation and crops. So this entire system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the wind begins to blow, and this causes the clouds to now move towards that land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. The rainfall then descends, and by means of this, the crops now come out of the ground. And then Allah draws insan's attention to a situation very similar to this. كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah says, in the very same way, we will bring forth the dead on the day of Qiyamah, those bodies that had no life, just as the ground had no life, there were no crops, no vegetation, and by means of the rainfall, Allah caused the crops to grow. In the very same way, we will bring forth the dead. And this has been explained to you so that you may take heed, that Allah who has the ability to bring the crops also has the ability to bring the dead back to life. In one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned that when the time for Qiyamah will come and everybody will obviously have passed away prior to that, then Allah will send down rain, and this will cause the bodies to grow once again. And then these bodies will emerge from the qubur, from the graves, and proceed towards the plains of resurrection. So, in the very same way that Allah sends the crops, Allah will then send the rain and cause these dead people to come back to life. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ. And then Allah says, regarding, since we are speaking about rainfall and crops, Allah says, that land which is fertile, then its crops grow with the permission of its Rabb. Allah causes the crops to grow. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ. But that land which is infertile, لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِرًا. Then nothing comes forth, no crops grow, except with great difficulty. A person has to make a lot of effort to irrigate that land or to bring crops forth from a land which is infertile. So Allah is saying that the same rain comes down, and that land which has the potential and the capacity, then goodness will come forth, vegetation will come forth, fruit will come forth, and the very same rain which falls on that land which is infertile, then very little will come out of that, very little goodness or very little crops will grow from there. Here Mufassirin explain what is meant is that wahi, divine revelation, This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the people of Makkah, and those hearts which were fertile, like the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the rest, because their hearts were fertile, the crops grew. The crops of faith, of iman, of trust upon Allah, of good deeds. When wahi came upon them, then their hearts brought forth goodness. And on the other hand, the very same wahi that was brought to those hearts which were infertile, which were not good or sound hearts, like we have Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, etc. Then the same wahi which was given to them, but very little came forth, no goodness came out of them. كَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَشْكُرُونَ Allah says, in this manner, we explain our verses for that group which will express gratitude to Allah. So Allah ends with this particular attribute, is that when a person makes yashkurun, a person makes shukr, he expresses his gratitude, his gratefulness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this becomes a sabab and a means for his hidayat and for Allah guiding him and causing the wahi and the divine revelation to have an effect on his heart. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.